Yeah, I mean, that the Anthropocene would be exaggerated, I think, of course. That just shows how seriously I think the problem of the Anthropocene is. That our point of reference for nature really is ourselves. And where do we look when we say, oh, it's exaggerated? Do we look at the Earth? No. We look continuously at ourselves. And we make ourselves a point of reference for the problem of nature, rather than allowing nature to take us out of our own point of reference, which it increasingly does at the most profound parts of science, which it has always done in the deep shamanic roots of art, and which it could do if we thought this whole problem religiously, and which it behooves us to do philosophically. The evidence, of course, for the Anthropocene, to state the most completely obvious kinds of evidence, our way of being has done unprecedented damage to the life systems, precipitating the sixth great extinction event. So the great die-off, the greatest die-off since millions of years ago, was the fifth, which was the end of the great reptiles. That's not already evidence that somehow how we are and how we think about things is being mirrored back to us in such a way that we could see, but we don't see. Zizek's sense that the most terrifying thought of nature is that there is no big other, that there is nothing beyond, that we would fall into this deflationary nihilism and we can't deal with it. This, of course, is the Anthropocene through and through, that we would make the destruction of life systems, the immense quantification of the human species at the, I think, catastrophically ruinous lack of its quality, that the preponderance of human life has never been so great, and the stupidity in which we live has never been so pronounced, the dullness of our creativity, deep sense of how we live being very, very hard to say, that beyond the fact that we're not dead, why are we alive? This deep sense, I think, our inability to see these things is already the whole of the Anthropocene. So I'll put it this way. If the Anthropocene seems obvious, then it's an exaggerated. If it does not seem obvious, I think that's precisely the problem of the Anthropocene. It's the immense species-wide narcissism of humanity. I don't think the term itself is arrogant. I think the term itself, to truly appreciate, means us overcoming our arrogance. So the force of the Anthropocene is to look in an extremely humbling way at what it now means to be human. The human life ways have become utterly ruinous, to see ourselves as in a ruinous relationship with the Earth. Now, it being ruinous, the price for us not owning up to the Anthropocene will be the deterioration, perhaps elimination of our species, and I think most other life systems would breathe, if they could, a huge sigh of relief. But that's also the deep problem of the Anthropocene, that really the only viable solution so far is that it simply fulfills its own inner momentum. Our species goes into precipitous decline, and the Earth eventually, as it did after the loss of the great reptiles, eventually continues to become a different kind of Earth, and the life systems themselves become different kinds of life systems. But the deeper problem is the Anthropocene requires looking at ourselves in a way that I think our practices, our philosophy, and maybe even our science, and oftentimes also our art, don't prepare us to be able to do, to look more squarely at ourselves. So, two possible accounts of the Anthropocene. One, we're so self-infatuated that we imagine our influence is everywhere. Or, that self-infatuation keeps us from deeply seeing that our entire relationship to nature is on our own terms, and from this narcissism, seeing nature only as it is to our species, from its own needs and interests, this is nature also showing us how ruinous this disposition is to everything, not just to the earth, but to us.
Right, right.
We, the part of the earth whose inability to see the earth and see only ourselves, this horrible, terrible fate of self-consciousness, the amazing amount of complexity in which our brain is capable, this strange opening upon the earth is in runaway. The self-consciousness produces narcissism. Narcissism produces the sixth great extinction event in a way in which this opening, this possibility of science, art, religion, and philosophy, ontologists for a new earth, self-consciousness becomes a curse. The inability to see outside its own self-awareness, and therefore in this kind of species-wide blindness in which we imagine we actually are talking about the earth and actually are talking about the universe, we continue to destroy it and ourselves.